The extremist Muslim cleric known as the Blind Sheikh has died in a U.S. prison. NPR's Corey Turner reports on the man who was convicted 2 decades ago of conspiring to wage a war of urban terrorism against the United States.
Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman died at 5:40 Saturday morning at a federal prison complex in North Carolina. The facility's acting executive assistant, Kenneth McCoy, said Abdul Rahman was 78 years old and had died after a long struggle with coronary artery disease and diabetes, which had caused his blindness as a child. Abdul Rahman was born in Egypt and came to the U.S. in the early 1990s, preaching a radical, violent vision of Islam in and around New York City. After the February 1993 truck bombing of the World Trade Center that killed 6 people and injured more than 1,000, Abdul Rahman spoke to reporters with the help of a translator. Here's a clip from the Associated Press.
He said, I condemn any act that will hurt the national security or the security of America or the American
people. But the FBI was able to build a conspiracy case against Abdul Rahman after one of his known associates turned informant. 4 months after the Trade Center attack, Abdul Rahman was arrested and charged with attempting to orchestrate an ambitious series of terror attacks on New York City landmarks. Among the targets were the George Washington Bridge, the United Nations headquarters, and the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels. Abdul Rahman was convicted of seditious conspiracy, guilty on 48 of 50 charges, and sentenced to life in U.S. prison. Corey Turner, NPR News, Washington.